Hey there, it's Steve. Welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan, a social experiment I performed on WGN Radio many, many years ago where I would pitch terrible, awful inventions and WGN listeners would think I was serious. So they'd call in and yell at me and tell me how stupid I was. This was on Justin Kaufman's radio show, The Download. And, you know, Justin doesn't get enough credit for this. He should get a lot of it because he played an incredible straight man to my idiocy and really helped bolster the claim that these were totally legitimate inventions. This week, we're listening to an episode called Safety Car, which is anything but. Hope you enjoy.
If you're on your mark, this is how we'll start. Frying pan hot, frying pan hot.
It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brain behind the successful local business I Want to Draw a Cat for You. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. Yeah. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Thank you, sir. It's so good to be back, Justin.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice. Of course, it's been about a month since we talked to you last time. Time you were on, you're not, I wouldn't say, you know, fully rejected, but you were partially rejected and dejected both at the same time.
Well, yeah, it's always a challenge, but you know, I think this month I've got something, again, I see it as a win-win. I don't see how anyone can pick this one apart.
Wow.
It's like a pretty solid invention that anyone in the right mind would want to install right away.
I mean, that's high praise for your idea from yourself. That's pretty good.
Yeah, what you're hearing is my optimism, and that's something that entrepreneurs, that really helps them out, is that sort of optimism, you know, and good feelings about their ideas.
All right. Steve Gadlin, why don't we get right to it? What's this week's idea for the frying pan?
So, Justin, you tell me, what's the worst thing about a car? Well, I'll tell you, actually. It's those car alarms. Were you ever sitting in a restaurant or sitting at work and you hear one of those car alarms go off?
Mm-hmm.
That's just that loud, obnoxious noise that bothers everyone around. Well, I tell you, we've already solved this problem, Justin, and we've solved it with another device. We all have something we carry in our pockets called a cell phone, and when you don't want to hear that ringer, you put it on vibrate, right?
Right, yeah.
So what I've invented is a car alarm that instead of making those loud and obnoxious noises, has a vibrate mode. So it's more of a calming hum. You know, it's just a vibrating car sound. It resonates against the street or the pavement below it. Without really bothering people around.
Right. Okay. What's the name of it? What are you calling it?
Safety car.
Safety car.
Yeah. So what it does is it helps prevent car theft. If a car thief were to get in your car, safety car, you know, the same way a normal car alarm would, knows that it's not the owner of the car. And instead of making loud, obnoxious noise, it scares the car thief, but also really bothers the people around it, the car will slip into a gentle vibration. Now, what that does is immobilizes the car thief because he's being shaken so violently, and also generates a nice, soothing hum to people outside the car so they know something is going on.
Well, as a city dweller myself, there is no doubt that that's an issue. When a car alarm goes off and it takes a while for it to be shut down, that can be a major, major annoyance.
You know, a good analogy is if you're in a meeting at work and someone's telephone goes off and starts making that obnoxious ringtone. How much more annoying is that than if you're in a meeting and you hear that nice, gentle, soothing vibration against the table? Everybody loves that vibrate sound. That's why they added it to cell phones. So what I'm trying to do is bring that to car safety and car alarms with Safety Car.
Safety Car. All right. I've got questions, but I'd like to defer to the Download Nation. 312-981-7200. What do we think of safety car? We got questions on how it works, how it operates, what its intention is, and so many other questions I have technically. Also, questions fundamentally.
Sure.
That we'll get to. 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call, get a chance to talk to Steve, ask him questions, and help us poke holes in safety car. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. It's a download. The segment is The Frying Pan. Steve Gadlin. In the driver's seat.
If you're on your mark, this is how we'll start. Frying pan hot, frying pan hot.
It's The Frying Pan here on the download. 312-981-7200. On the line with me, Steve Gadlin, the entrepreneur, the innovator, the inventor, the man behind iwantadrawacatforyou.com. He, of course, won on the show Shark Tank. He got a development deal with Mark Cuban. And now before he goes to Mark Cuban, with new ideas, he comes here to workshop them with our audience. It's an amazing, amazing exclusive. We really appreciate it, Steve Gadlin. 312-981-7200. Tonight's idea, safety car.
Yeah, safety car is it's a vibrate mode for a car alarm, basically. What it does when a perpetrator enters your car, instead of broadcasting that loud and annoying, obnoxious car alarm sound, the car slips into a vibrate mode. From the perpetrator's point of view, the car will start shaking violently and really immobilize him in that driver's seat.
Uh-huh.
You know, it shakes so violently that the tires on your car are going to pop. But from the outside, what you hear is a nice, soothing hum, something like buzz, buzz. Similar to when a cell phone is left on a table. Again, far more pleasing and less obtrusive to the community than a standard car alarm.
Right. So it does two things. It changes the way that car alarms work, but it also helps rid us of environmental pollution.
Yeah, you know, environmental pollution, that's a great way to put it. Yes, it rids you of that environmental pollution and immobilizes that car thief in a way that will make him think twice, or her, about ever stealing a car again.
Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's go to 630. The question 630 has is, where is this device attached and how violently is the vibration to people who are in nearby cars?
Oh, that's a great question. So the device is actually cradled right under the engine. It attaches to the engine. And similar, it's like an enlarged version of the vibration tool in your cell phone, which is basically a tiny little motor that spins around very quickly. But this is, of course, much larger. So it goes right under the engine. That's it. There's no real effect to people who are not in the car. Mm-hmm. For the person in the car, though, this is quite a violent shake. This far surpasses any safety code that a roller coaster might have. And, of course, it shakes so violently, again, the tires will pop from the friction on the road. There might be some neck damage to the perpetrator. But the important piece here is that nice, soothing sound you hear from outside the car. Bzz, bzz, similar to a cell phone being left on a conference room table.
Okay. There's some other questions. What about car alarms that are set off very easily? 630 wants to know.
Well, this one is not set off as easily, obviously. If it was, that would be a real shame, because then you'd have to replace all four tires on your car when it wasn't even, there was not even an attempted theft. So this is triggered using similar technology to a standard car alarm. It knows when a good guy or a bad guy is sitting down in your car. And when it detects a bad guy who's not supposed to be there, well, this thing will go right off.
Right. 773 says, well, it's easier just to this might be a mechanic, and easier to just disable the starter.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not a car mechanic. What we're trying to do is replace kind of an annoying, obnoxious invention with one that's a lot more soothing to those around.
Yeah, it's
gentle.
It's an improvement on it, right? That's the idea.
Yeah,
it's
I think
an improvement.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
You're taking a technology and you're making it better.
Yeah, which if you look up the Latin roots for entrepreneur, that's what it's all about.
Right. Okay, well, I'm on the air, so I'm not going to be able to look it up, but someone maybe could if they wanted to. 312-981-7200. 630 wants you to take it a step further. Program the owner's phone number into it and send a text saying that someone's entering the car. Only then it's a winner, and I expect my cut.
Well, I'll tell you, that's actually an idea that I had thought of, and what I was still, you know, I like to lead with some of the basic functionality and then drop in some of the more advanced functionality as we move further into the show. But there is Bluetooth connectivity here, so the owner of the car will definitely get not just a text, but also a very gentle vibration that matches the frequency of the vibration of the car.
Oh,
so
okay.
Again, real important, a very nice buzz, buzz, to let everyone know that this car is being broken into.
Maybe 262 has a question. Did you consult any mechanics before pitching this idea?
Well, you know, I'd say generally we all know how cars work. So no, we haven't talked to any actual auto mechanics. We talked to a lot of alarm specialists. We specialize in some of those old noisy alarms. We actually talked to one of the gentlemen who programmed the original tones for some of the car alarms you hear today.
Oh, okay.
And we talked to, you know, what we think is important is talking to the listeners. And by listeners, I mean other people in areas where car alarms go off frequently. And they all agreed that it would be far more pleasant to hear a buzz, buzz, buzz than some of the obnoxious loud car alarm noises we hear today.
Right. 312 wants to know, will this contraption damage the car?
Oh, very much so, yes. So the vibration is so violent. Again, all four tires will generally pop due to the friction on the road. And then you'll have some damage to the rims as it continues to vibrate beyond that. But what we find is important in the surveys that we do is not so much the sanctity of the vehicle, but we want to make sure that the person attempting the theft is immobilized and apprehended.
Right. 708 says, wouldn't the sound of the tires popping be more annoying than any car alarm?
Just well, that's, yeah. You know, that really depends. That's a matter of opinion. And again, the vibration noise is so loud that it's very difficult to hear the popping. We've done hours and hours of testing with this. So, yeah, I'd say the tire popping sound is actually far less noticeable because of the loud vibration sound of those rims on the pavement. The buzz, buzz.
Right. 312-981-7200. Steve Gadlin online. We're doing Frying Pan. This is where Steve Gadlin, of course, the local entrepreneur, comes up with new ideas, and before he pitches them to Mark Cuban, who has a development deal with, he pitches them here. Tonight's idea, safety car. 630 says... I just lost it here. Hold on. Where is it at? It just got bumped because there's a lot of people coming in. My cars already do that. So does my sump pump, my washer and dryer. They all call my phone. Technology is beyond what you're coming up with here.
Well, I'm not sure that's true. Again, yes, there are plenty of devices that call phone if you're a millionaire and have magical devices, and they each have their own cell phone. But we're not advocating purchasing cell phone for any of your appliances. We are building in this vibration tool, you know, for those of us who aren't Johnny Muchbucks, who don't have $1 million to spend on right. Several cell phones for our appliances. So,
well,
yeah, sure. The technology exists for a lot of things. I can make my house completely voice activated if I've got the money for it.
Yeah, but I don't think you need several cell phones. I think you need one cell phone and apps that go on the cell phone.
Well, you need your own cell phone, and then each of your appliances would need a cell phone, too, if you expect them to call you. Plus, you've got a program in the AI that teaches them how to dial a phone. So, you know,
it's
a totally different set of products. Again, this is an improvement on the car alarm. But instead of that loud, obnoxious noise, we get a nice, soothing bzzz.
Well, 630's got a question. The old noisy alarm is supposed to be a deterrent from anyone getting in the vehicle. If they're if they are in the vehicle and the alarm doesn't work, and then it also destroys your car, what kind of warranty would you have for the vehicle?
Well, listen, if it's a deterrent, then why do we hear it so much? Is what I have to ask. You know, you can't go on any city block without that constant chorus of obnoxious car alarms. which again would be much nicer if it was a nice soothing vibration. This alarm behaves a little differently. It lets the perpetrator get in the car, and then it makes them sorry that they did.
Oh, right. 630 seems to be upset, saying if he thought of the texting first, he would have said it. I still want my cut.
So there I did think of it first.
Right. But it just seems like he's calling out that it sounds like you didn't.
Well,
it wouldn't be the first time that's called out, but yeah.
That's just their opinion. And, you know, I know what's in my heart, and I know what I've thought of. So.
Okay, here we go. 815 says he does know that the whole point of an alarm is to alert everybody and anybody.
Well, yeah, you know, but you want to do it in a polite way. You don't want to intrude on someone's day. For instance, if I'm just a bystander and I'm not related to the person who owns the car and I'm not related to the person who's stealing the car, I don't need to know everything that's going on. It's really none of my business. I would be, you know, it's nice that I'll hear a nice soothing bzzz as I walk past and I'll see a perpetrator violently shaking in the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's not critical that everyone in the world knows your car is being stolen. We're not all reality stars. You know, with this day and age, everybody wants to be on TV. Everybody wants to be famous.
Right.
But, you know, some things still need to stay private.
773 says, will you also be making these buzzing noises in the pitch in front of Mark Cuban?
Well, I hope to. Yeah, that's I think once he hears the nice, gentle, soothing buzz, buzz, he'll get a real feel for the, you know, how soothing and excellent this product really is.
262 has a safety question. What if the alarm goes off when you're in the car, or more importantly, when your kid's in the car?
Yeah, that's something we don't want to have happen. And I think we use enough technology to make sure that it doesn't. If your kid was in the back seat and the vibration started, definitely would be... There would be some nerve damage, possibly some permanent neck damage. So the goal is only goes off when, you know, again, a perpetrator is stealing your car, not when one of your family members is sitting in the car.
But
it's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest, it's not one we've thought all the way through, but I don't think that's going to be a deterrent.
All right, well, that sort of concludes. I have more questions, and I think there are some people in here that have other questions, but it almost concludes our question segment in the way that I think we're ready to say yay or nay. If you're listening right now and you know, you got all the answers, it was exactly how a pitch meeting goes, right? You get all the questions out,
great.
And we're getting closer and closer to just being the investors in the room and giving a thumbs up or a thumbs down to Safety Car, Steve Gadlin's latest on Frying Pan. 312-981-7200. Rob Martyr, Safety Car. I mean, it's not his first auto invention, but what do you think about the idea of changing the sound of the car alarm?
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm giving it two thumbs way up.
That's
all right,
great.
Well, there you go. So, Rob Martyr.
Well, Rob, I've got one in the mail on its way to you right now. So.
It'll be installed toot sweet.
If you're on your mark, this is how we'll start. Frying Pan Hot, Frying Pan Hot.
It's the Frying Pan here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. On the line with us tonight, Steve Gadlin, the local entrepreneur, the innovator, the small businessman. He did I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com. And he sold it to, he won on the show Shark Tank. He has a development deal with Mark Cuban before he brings new ideas to Cuban. He brings them here to the download, to WGN Radio. Steve Gadlin, tonight's idea, Safety Car. Explain.
Yeah, so Safety Car is a remedy for those obnoxious car alarms we hear all day and night in our neighborhoods. What it is a vibrate mode so that when a perpetrator breaks into your car and sits in the driver's seat, instead of triggering a loud, noisy alarm and generating some of that noise pollution you were talking about, the car will vibrate violently so that completely immobilizes the perpetrator. But outside the car, instead of that loud noise, we hear a nice, soothing buzz, 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 buzz.
Right. Yeah, let's go. As I mentioned, there's a couple more questions, and I want to get to them, but I also offered up for people to give us the yay or nays for tonight's idea. So let's go to the lines. Let's go to Jim. Jim, yay or nay on safety car?
Nay. I want the deterrent. I want the loud, obnoxious noise that attracts attention, which thieves don't want to have. I want to be scared away. I don't want damage to my tires and my car. I want to be turned. I want to be scared away. And that's what that does. I don't care if it's an obnoxious sound. I want
to ask you a question
now? And attract people to what's going on. And that'll take scared the perpetrator away, just like a house burglar.
Jim, hold on one second, though. I mean, go ahead, Steve.
Oh, that car alarm noise is so ubiquitous now. I bet if a car thief heard it coming right out of the car he's stealing, he wouldn't even notice it because we hear those noises constantly, whether or not a car is being stolen. So this, you know, it's not so much we can't expect that a car thief would be scared of a loud noise, but they sure would be scared of being shaken violently until their neck snaps.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, we'll agree to disagree.
All right. There are a lot of questions about that. For instance, 815 says, nay, not only would it render my car useless, but I suspect that insurance wouldn't cover the damages. Better to be let it be stolen.
Well, I'm not sure about that. We have not consulted with insurance companies because, frankly, we don't think that's going to be a big issue. Again, we're creating ideas to pitch to investors, not necessarily to customers yet.
Right. So you'd have to figure that part out because
we think everyone's going to want one regardless, and they're not going to wonder about their insurance coverage here. The car will be unusable for a while. You get your rims fixed and you get your tires replaced. But again, would you rather not have a car? Small price to pay, if you ask me.
847 says, I work on mobile phones. The vibrator in a phone is a counterweight that rotates. With the weight of a car, the vibrator would be huge. Not only would it be able to shake the one-ton car, or it said it will not be able to shake a one-ton car. Stop saying a nice, soft buzz.
I'm not sure what they're saying there. Again, this is not just a fantasy product. This is something we've tried and tested and actually have in use in four cities, not in the United States, but in countries around the world. So, we have developed a device. When I say similar to a phone vibrating counterweight, I'm just saying that to make it easy to understand for your callers. But, of course, this is a patented device that sure as heck will shake that car, as well as anyone who's unfortunate enough to be sitting inside it.
815 wants to know, if the government sets standards of lighter cars and trucks for better fuel economy, how much will this weigh? And what if somebody's around when the tires blow?
No, that's a good question. If someone's around, frankly, the vibration of the vehicle will probably deter anyone from being around when those tires finally blow. That's not something that happens immediately. It happens after 4 or 5 seconds of violent vibration. As far as the weight, we're really not sure. Again, the purchasing, we haven't worked out pricing quite yet, but you'll be buying a different model per car. So we have one sized for small cars, one sized for large cars. You know, if you accidentally put in the truck model in one of these economy cars, it'll shake that car right out of the street. You know, so we have several models for different sized cars.
All right, 312.
$6,000 installed, all the way up to $14,000 installed for some of the larger cars.
Yeah, you just said you hadn't worked out you hadn't worked out price points. So I thought that you hadn't worked out price.
Well, we have, we haven't finalized it. Of course, it's something we need to take to the consumer. We want to make sure the pricing is less expensive than the car that you're protecting, just by a little.
That's smart. Let's go to Joe. Joe, yay or nay on safety car?
Well, I think nay. I just tuned in about 3 minutes ago and just caught the bit about the annoying sound from car alarms. And ironically enough, I was in a parking lot the other day, and I'll be the first to admit, I'm just as annoyed by the obtrusive, loud, blurring sound of a car alarm. But what it does accomplish is I noticed that three other people, in addition to myself, at least looked in the area at the car that was causing the noise.
Right.
We're all annoyed by it, granted. But nevertheless, it causes you to look and pay attention.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for that.
What right do the perpetrator or the owner of that car have to be stealing your attention like that?
Well, I mean, you start to get esoteric at that point, right?
Well, the caller is gone, but I bet I know the answer to this next question is, was that car actually being stolen? I bet the answer is no.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think that's his point. But 773 wants to know, could this be used on other vehicles like my boat?
Yeah, you know, we're not sure how it would work in a boat. If the boat is in water, that vibration might start causing some very large waves. So, you know, we don't see that boat theft is as prevalent a problem. And when you're out in the ocean or the sea, I'm not sure how that works. It's not an industry I'm familiar with.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 630 says, yeah, nay, just because of the wrongful death suits against you, because your car will vibrate the person to death.
Well, I didn't say that it would vibrate the person to death. Now, in some cases, that might happen. But again, you know, this is a deterrent.
Right.
People will not steal cars because they may be afraid of being vibrated to death. Maybe that's a fear.
Right.
That some people have.
630 says the idea should be that the doors lock and that the pictures are taken from multiple angles of the perpetrator in the car and that the alert is sent to the police
again,
that someone's in the process of breaking into the car. The whole vibrating idea and causing nerve and neck damage is going to end up getting this guy sued to the point where he's not going to be able to do business. Bad idea.
Well, okay, but I won't even respond to the second part, but that first part with something taking pictures, again, this sounds like a millennium part of the selfie society that's all about, taking pictures. And I just think that's ridiculous. That's not a product people actually want. You know, not everyone who owns a car is a self-centered millennium.
All right, 773 says, could your product be used as a potential weapon on another car? I'm going to go with nay.
No, yeah. They're absolutely right. Nay, it cannot be used as a weapon on another car. It's very expensive to install this device, so it's not something you would spend the money to install as a prank on someone else's car. And you'd need, you know, pretty explicit access to that vehicle to get this done. So, no, this is a personal product for your own car.
708 says, no, what about valet parkers?
Well, yeah, there'd probably have to be some sort of code that you have them punch in where they sit down in the car and maybe they have 15 seconds to punch the code in before the alarm is activated.
Right.
And you hand them the 8-digit code when they get in the car. So it shouldn't be a problem.
All right. 312-981-7200. I want to get to, there's a lot of text that just gives sort of a one word answer.
Okay.
Let's
hope it's gay.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. I'm going to get down to, I'm still scrolling. All right, so let's see what we got here. 847, nay, nay, no, unworkable, no, expletive no. How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare I or how dare those people?
No, I think they're yeah. You're a joke is on here too.
Okay.
Wouldn't the contraption damage the car? But we got to that. It does, right?
Yes, definitely. It definitely causes fixable damage to the car. But again, not as much damage as not having a car.
It's a no from me. Two thumbs down. Voting nay is an insult to all other nays. That's a good one.
You know, they say two thumbs, but I don't know. We allow two votes per person.
Right.
So that should just count as one nay.
630 is a nope. 847, stupid idea. 630, another expletive. Is this guy related to Kellyanne Conway? Because he can really spin stuff.
No, I'm not. And the only spinning that's happening is the device as it vibrates the vehicle.
Right. 773's got a question just about what makes you think that the perpetrator will sit in the car seat? He could break a window, open a door, steal items, and run. Then you're left with a damaged car that you got to repair.
Well, this is not geared toward people who are just stealing pieces of the car. This is geared toward the person stealing the car.
Right.
You know, and frankly, that's one of the issues with the existing car alarm. Someone breaks in and steals a stereo. What good does that loud, obnoxious noise do? There's no purpose to it. The contents of the vehicle are already gone. So, this is really geared toward people who are going to get in that driver's seat and try to drive away with a car that doesn't belong to them.
Right. 773 says big yay from me. So you got great. One. That's good. Also that's wants great. To know, can it be remote activated? If yes, then it could be used as a weapon. So I don't know if that's a yay because they're into the idea or if they're trying to weaponize your invention.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, we'll go to great lengths to make sure that if this is not a weapon. It is remote accessible, though, because, of course, there's a great Bluetooth connection mm-hmm. to your phone.
Okay. And then the last one here is just a criticism that, you know, I let you know this stuff not because I'm trying to put you down, Steve, but because I'm trying my best to make you a better inventor. 630 okay. says this is a solution looking for a problem. And this guy's inability to take any criticism is going to be his downfall. He's smug and he's an arrogant.
Well, you know, did you say he's an arrogant?
Yeah, an arrogant. The article an, yeah.
Yeah, well, that person needs to go back to spelling and grammar school. I believe they're trying to say that I am arrogant, not an arrogant. It's an adjective, not a noun.
Right.
And I'll disagree with them. I think I take, you know, I think they're not understanding the invention, and that's a problem with that specific listener. You know, a lot of times my ideas are highly intellectual. You have to remember, I spend maybe 40 hours on each of these inventions, and your listeners only get to hear about them for, you know, about 1 hour.
Right.
Less if you factor in news, weather, traffic, and commercials. So it's, you know, I think that person is jumping to a wrong conclusion.
Well, I do think, Steve, and you know, obviously there are a lot of side effects to this, to the safety car, but the concept of trying to change the way that an alarm would sound so we get rid of the nuisance, the public nuisance of an alarm going off in your neighborhood, and also what it does to the person who's trying to steal your car by vibrating and making, you know, as you say, making a violent vibration. I don't think it's
really
a bad idea. I think that we're all on the same page with that. It just might be, like for instance, 414 says 100% yay. 224 okay. says yay. Yes vote great. From me.
Great.
And then 773 said nay, but how's the progress on the rainbow dirt?
Oh, that's I'm glad they ask. I'll have to go back over my files on that one and check, but I believe we are, you know, we're still in the lab on that one.
Okay, well.
I'm glad they brought that up. That's really sweet of them.
Well, there are a lot of great inventions that you bring tonight, of course.
Yeah.
I think maybe misunderstood because I truly, as the host of this program, I truly do understand where you're going with this. There does need to
be
an upgrade on the technology used when it comes to alarms on cars. They're obnoxious.
Yeah.
They cause more harm than good. Most of the time, they're not at all brought up by someone trying to break into a car, someone bumping into a car or the wind or something like that. And if there's a way to remove that, you know, that nuisance and yet at the same time protect your car, I think the issue here is more about the damage that's done to the car, the liability that would happen if you it was too violent in its vibration to the person who's trying to rob. And, of course, maybe the price point, you know, $6,000 to $14,000.
Well, it's cheaper than the car, cheaper than replacing the car.
Some cars, some, yeah, right. So that's where we're at. So I think, Steve, I think that you've done a tremendous job tonight. I think
Thanks,
you know, the devil's in the details. That's the problem here, that getting to the tires getting blown out and the possible, you know, violent shaking and not being able to discern whether it's someone from your family or the crook. Those are things you're going to have to – you probably need to actually massage before you get to air.
Well, don't slip down to the intellectual level of some of your listeners there, Justin. I mean, of course, we have solutions for all those problems, and I don't think most of the ones you mentioned, I don't think are actually issues. I think, you know, people just trying to get on the radio.
Okay, well, Steve Gatlin, the local entrepreneur, innovator, and small businessman, once again joining us in the Frying Pan. We'll catch you next month, Steve, with another invention. We appreciate you being here.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Justin. Take care of yourself.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to go outside and put my car on vibrate. You know, I forgot all about this episode. When I saw safety car, I thought it was this other stupid car idea I had. But no, it was this dumb one. So hey, hope you enjoyed. If you do, please tell someone about this podcast. Share it on Twitter or Facebook or TikTok or whatever you use. Or shoot me an email and let me know that you're listening. At steve@bark.pizza. We'll be back next week with another stupid idea called the cheat belt. It's one of the early ones, probably one of the best ones. So hope you listen next Sunday as well. All right. Thanks for listening. Take care.